This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I haven't talked to anyone in so long.
We will rise up to the top. They will never bring us down. We won't fade into the night. Allah help us.
I was right. It was only a matter of time. Ironically, you could call the last time me being here was the calm before the storm. I knew the rain was going to come, but I didn't know it would be this heavy, or even last this long. Our dad was a university lecturer, earned a good wage. He never made it seem like we could have everything. But at the same time, he never gave us the impression that nothing was off limits. But that's all changed now. Now it's up to me and the endless doom that the job market brings with it. And I haven't even finished school yet. And I'm trying. I'm trying to create some passive sources of income. I read about them online. But they never seem to mention that you need a lot of capital and a lot of time to make it happen. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to fix it ranting to my diary. Right now, I'm being pulled all over the place. My family need me. My mum needs me. My younger siblings need me. I don't know how much more I can take. I feel the world is closing in on me. I can't sleep. I can't eat. I don't find pleasure in anything anymore. My face is fine. I'm smiling. I'm happy. I'm laughing. I have to. If I show any weakness or pain, it will rub off on everybody else, and we'll never be able to move past this. But inside, however, it's a different story. I don't know how long I can keep this up. After all, I only have so many faces in my pockets.
I feel your pain, Brother Adam. It's not easy keeping up that poker face when you're burning inside. You won't need to do that for long. Especially when you pull the right strings and you press the right buttons at this moment in your life. And I want to share with you one of my personal favorites. And with time, it will, inshallah, take you to a better place. In the quickest time. You know what it is? Make the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your fortress that you retreat to. Every Muslim believer knows how powerful this tool is in combating anxiety and giving you strength when you fear the unknown. Adam, you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Inna nahnu nazzalna alayka al-Qur'ana tanzeela." We were the ones who set down the Qur'an upon you in stages. Then he said to him, "What? Fasbir li hukmi rabbik wa la tuti' minhum athiman aw kafura." So be patient for the decision of your Lord and do not obey among them a sinner or ungrateful disbeliever. And then here comes the third verse. وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And mention the name of your Lord in the morning and the evening. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا. And during the night, prostrate to him and exalt him for a long part of the night. Do you see the link, Brother Adam? Do you see how these verses speak to you? Do you see the connection that Allah the Most High is making between being able to cope patiently and the remembrance of Allah? It's an amazing link. The scholars have spoken about it. Ibn Taymiyyah, he said that Allah has commanded his prophet to remember him during the morning and the evening because his remembrance is the greatest assistance in bearing the burden of patience. And he was also commanded to show patience by praying at night. And so his night prayer will act as assistance for the tasks that are ahead of him by day and an ingredient for his strength. SubhanAllah. Rewind with me, Brother Adam, for just a moment. Step into the shoes of Prophet Musa alayhi salam for just a moment. I want you to imagine with me now the huge worries involved in needing to go to the Pharaoh of Egypt to invite him to Islam, and a man who had attributed godhood to himself and wanted Musa himself dead or alive for what he saw was murder. A nerve-wracking endeavor. But Allah wouldn't send Musa and his brother Harun without weaponry. What was their weaponry? It's the same as what we're speaking about now, bro, that I want you to equip yourself with. Allah said to them, اذهب أنت وأخوك بآياتي ولا تنيا في ذكري. Go, you and your brother, with my signs, and do not slacken in my remembrance. That was the weapon. That was the weapon that they were given to confront the world's most sinful tyrant, the frequent remembrance of Allah. One scholar who I know you've personally been benefiting from, Sheikh Al-Saadi, said about this, that فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِيهِ مَعُونَ عَلَى جَمِيعِ الْأُمُورِ يُسَهِّلُهَا وَيُخَفِّفُ حِمْلَهَا. He said, this is because the remembrance of Allah provides assistance in every matter. It eases them and lightens their load. Allahu Akbar. And one last thing before I love you and leave you, I want to gift you with one specific phrase of remembrance taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to a very stressed out companion of his. He once walked into the mosque and found a man nicknamed Abu Umama sat all by himself. And the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, what makes you sit in the mosque during a time when it's not prayer? And the man, he said something that you can relate to, Adam. Humumun lazimatni waduyunun ya Rasulullah. He said, Messenger of Allah, it's due to burdens that have entangled me and debts. And so the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, afala u'alimuka kalaman idha anta qultahu. أذهب الله عز وجل همك وقضى عنك دينك. Shall I not teach you some words through which if you say them, Allah will remove your burdens and He will settle your debts? And the man said, yes, teach me. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him to say in every morning and evening these following words. Memorize them. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن وأعوذ بك من العجز والكسل وأعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل وأعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from grief and sadness. And I seek refuge in you from incapacity and laziness. And I seek refuge in you from cowardice and stinginess. And I seek refuge in you from being overcome by debt and subdued by men. Abu Umama, he said, فَفَعَلْتُ ذَلِكَ. I did just that. فَأَذْهَبَ اللَّهُ هَمِّي وَقَضَى عَنِّي دَيْنِي. I did just that. So Allah released me from my grief and He paid off my debt. You may or may not have endured the pain of losing a parent, but to some extent, we all feel Adam's pain because we've got our own demons to fight on a daily basis. So I say to you, as I say to Adam, memorize those words which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught to Abu Umama. Put them into action every morning and evening, and ultimately make the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your fortress, which you retreat to when you are afraid and when you are down. We've been promised that this fort is an impenetrable one.
When I realized how much my article had impacted Adam and how many are suffering just like him, it inspired us to start this series and help many more like Adam. I invite you to benefit from the complete series available on onlinemasjid.islam21c.com.